from London, England, where the Queen lives.
Recorded live from an underground bunker and packaged into an MP3 with a pretty little picture. Helping bring you the motivation, inspiration, and some other stuff to help kickstart your day. Hoo-yah! This is the Learn, Develop, Live podcast. And this is your host, Chris Jags.
Join the motivation. Join the motivation.
Welcome to the Learn, Develop, Live podcast. My name is Chris Jags. I am your host for the podcast and creator of the Learn, Develop, Live method. How are you doing on this fine day? Have you ever had regrets about something? We often hear those people who claim they don't have any regrets at all. But whether they admit it or not, and probably not, everyone in the universe will have to deal with regret or regrets at some point in their life. Like most things in the world, different people handle all sorts of things in many different ways. Making a mistake at work, cancel that meetup with friends which sound amazing afterwards, not taking that job you're offered, or moving somewhere new. How about end of that relationship in the heat of the moment? It's all relevant, and it's all about the regrets people will have despite what they say. Regrets can haunt us, torture us, and if dwelled upon, they can continually drain your energy and spirit, swallow you whole before possibly spitting you out. Lovely. Where do you stand on regrets? Do you have one or two? Do you dwell on them? Or do you just live a hardcore life that what has happened has happened? Let's move on. We all have regrets. We're all human. Well, some people are debatable, probably aliens in disguise, but that's another type of podcast. You, me. And if you remember from the first episode, Dave in the office, we all have regrets no matter what you say. So I wanted to share this great story about a very accomplished pediatric doctor who I saw in one of those hospital programs. I think it was like 24 hours in A&E or something. It's an hour-long show, shows what happens in the course of 24 hours in the accident and emergency part of the hospital. Kind of self-explanatory when I say it like that, really. One of the stories on this particular episode was about a 91-year-old man who was in after having a fall. And there's one scene that after he's being made comfortable where he had been laughing and joking with the nurses. If I make it to 91 years old and still have my mind about me, that's quite something. And it emerged that he used to be a pediatric consultant, so working with the kiddies in a hospital. Throughout some of the cut scenes where they've been interviewing him after he's left hospital, his story was being told. Originally from New Zealand, he came over to do his diplomas, and once completed, as he was about to leave the UK to go back home, he was offered a job at the world-famous Guy's Hospital. And if they wanted him, then he must have been pretty good. After taking the job, he spent the rest of his life in the UK and achieved countless things. There was one shot showing the amount of certificates that were on his wall, and he clearly achieved great things during his career. He was even awarded an OBE back in 1986 in recognition for his work with his profession. This is the story of one man who dedicated his life to his profession, to helping other people, helping families who had sick children. As a parent, it's those people that it's not until they come into your life and help your child when they need it the absolute most. It's only when you see what true these people, doctors, nurses, paramedics, consultants, and any other people that I haven't mentioned, these are the real heroes out there, making a difference to every single life they meet. Every single day. So we have this one man who, despite dedicating his life like so many others do, this man still has regrets. And the biggest one wasn't anything to do with his career. It was what he missed because of his career. His biggest regret was taking the job at Guy's Hospital, because that wasn't part of the plan. The plan was, after diplomas, go back home to New Zealand, continue the medical career there. He said it was more likely that had he gone back to New Zealand, he would have may well have started a family. I think he was just so career focused being at Guy's Hospital and the status of the place, clearly how talented he was at his job. His job was his life. His regret there was, as he laid in the hospital bed, he didn't have anything that he was leaving behind. The only person he could call family was a friend he met who had moved over from Spain some years following on from a divorce. But here he is in the hospital bed. He was playing back his life. He had no wife, no children, no family, and if he didn't have any brothers, sisters, cousins, it's more likely that they would have just been back in New Zealand. He wasn't leaving behind any sort of legacy. The man himself came across in the interview as very nice. He was very friendly and you could probably have a good laugh with him. But despite what he achieved in his career, he still had regrets. Despite being at the peak of his profession, helping probably thousands of people during his career, he still had regrets. Despite the amount of honours, certificates and probably bank balance he had, you can't take this to the grave. You aren't going to be remembered because you have a wall full of paper. If you have a family, then those are the people that will be around your bedside in those closing moments at the end of the road. So let's look at life. It can't all be work, 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 can it? For a start, it's not healthy, and at the same time, what about that part of your life that you're meant to be living it for? Experiencing what the world and the people in it have to offer. There is a lot of good in this one man's story, but it's not about the good. It's about what he didn't do, what he regrets that he didn't do, and the feelings that gave him when he was laying in the hospital bed, aged 91, just looking back at his life. Think about your own life. There is always something there to distract you from getting around to certain things. We all know we should be doing it. Going to football practice, that dance show that your little girl was in, seeing your parents at the weekend but cancelling because you wanted to work instead. You know you're neglecting things. You know there are more important things in the world to do. But you put it to one side and say, I'll go to the next football practice. There'll be another dance show. I'll see the folks at the weekend. But what about if something happens? Maybe someone you know, similar to your age, maybe they suddenly pass away. But they were so healthy and fit, weren't they? Why did that happen? It's about that moment that you begin to really think about your biggest regrets and what they would be if you suddenly, you're sitting on your deathbed. Much like the man in the show, he began to think. So what do you regret? Do you have regrets? I'm sure you do, even if you don't think you have. Here's a list of some of the things you may well regret during your life. Do any of these ring any bells? Working so much at the expense of friends and family. Remember that work-life balance that so many people don't have? Well, this is a main cause of why either your friendships have suffered or fallen apart, or why you might not be as close or should be with family members. If you stay late to keep the boss happy but miss out on that family birthday, you can make up for the weekend, can't you? But then you end up working. It happens more often than you actually think. Breaking up with the one you love. One of the biggest regrets for so many is based around dumping someone or being dumped yourself. You think of what could have been, how life could have ended up. And what did you do that made them want to end it? Maybe you end it, and now you think about it, you don't actually know why. Then you try and get them back, and they don't want you. What if, eh? Time with the kids. So many parents take their kids' childhood for granted. One day they learn how to walk, and then with a blink of eye, off they go to university. Mixed in with working too much or just not having much interest, missing out on the time that you could have had with your children is massive, and you will never get that chance back unless you've got that time machine. Treasure the time with your kids, days out, plenty of photos, and be a huge influence on the person they grow up to be. Not taking care of your own health. Health isn't at the front of many people's minds, but it really should be. When you're young, you can eat and drink as much as you like, you don't put any weight on, no regular exercise, and then one day, you look in the mirror thinking, why didn't I just look after myself when I was younger? And my last one, not following your dreams. You really can't please everyone, but you can if you don't please yourself. Maybe your parents expect you to go to university before medical school because everyone else in the family has done just that. But instead, maybe you want to go and restore vintage cars because you have a genuine passion for doing it. People often do what is expected of them rather than what they actually want to do, and then spend each day and the rest of their life just playing this same regret over and over again instead of doing what they actually do want to do. If you really do want more examples of what people regret, you could ask a few people you know. See what they often look back on and wish they'd acted differently on. These experiences are from real people and you can learn so much from them, and because you know them, they feel a bit more than just a story. With what's been said so far, even the most regret-reluctant person may well agree there is something to this. But how can you use the power of having a regret to your strengths? Let's start by drawing a line in the imaginary sand. If you're sitting on the beach right now, you can draw a line in real sand. If it makes it a little bit more real for you. Well, what's done is done. Again, unless that time machine is working, you cannot change what has happened. So you can draw that line in the sand and start fresh from today for the rest of your life. Maybe there is something that has happened that you've done. Maybe you did dump someone, realize your mistake, but too scared to talk to them. There is still a good chance of either saving what you had or at best, maybe being friends, which I'm not saying it will, could lead to maybe being back together later. You don't know. If you're upset a friend, be the bigger person. Go and apologize. Stop sitting there pretending to be all proud and go sort that relationship out before it completely disappears and there is absolutely nothing to save. You might be able to save something from whatever situation that you could be thinking about. But this is going to need you to get off your backside and start putting something in motion. After all, if you try it doesn't work, at least you know and you have learned from that, despite how hard the lesson has been. Take some action. Any kind of action. As long as it's productive and looking to improve your current situation. If you weren't as involved in your kids' lives and now they're teenagers with their own crazy lives, go talk to them. Tell them you regret not being involved and you'd like to make more of an effort. Some kids might be more reluctant as you probably let them down so much. Stick with it. Prove to them and yourself that you do mean it and want to be there for them. And when you do let them down, do not, and I repeat, do not let them down. Otherwise, that wall they built before is going to be twice as high. Bury the hatchet over a dispute you have with a friend or a member of your family. Life is too short. For every minute that makes you angry, you lose a minute of being happy. Simple, but true. One of the biggest things here to learn from your mistakes, the mistakes that led to the regrets, what did you learn from the whole experience apart from calling yourself an idiot a million times? Yes, you made a mistake, but you can only learn from making mistakes. Look, for the possible silver linings there may be, a good example may be where a marriage or relationship broke up. It's beyond repair, but you had several children between you and your ex other half. Celebrate the fact that you're a parent and you put your time and energy into your kids instead. What can you listen to this do to even try and fix a regret or something you haven't dealt with properly? There's plenty of examples out there, and hopefully you have still got plenty of time to do something about them. Your life isn't defined by your past actions. Moving forward, focus on the good things you're doing right now. Did you help a friend move? Take your kids out for the day? It's all really good stuff. Focusing on the way you've succeeded floods them with good thoughts, which helps shut down the negative self-hate cycle. Spend a few moments each day thinking about everything that went right. What are you grateful for? What went right? In what ways did you succeed or help your friends succeed? Switching your focus will soon improve your overall outlook. What are you going to do today? What are you going to start today that will move you on from the past but set up an incredible tomorrow? What are you going to do with the rest of your life to ensure you don't experience any of these regrets later? Or when you're in hospital preparing to say goodbye, and that really is the harsh reality of it all. Hey, can we talk about this a bit more? I'd like to help you look at what regrets you have and what we can do to move on, what you can do to move on in your life, and if those regrets are still talking to you in the back of your mind, what can you do to get rid of them? If it's not regrets and you have something else in your mind, you can go to my calendar at ldlcall.com, book your 30-minute free call, and I'll call you live and direct. Let's see what the Learn to Live method can do for you, and I'll see you in the next one.
Goodbye.
What? It's over already?
All over.
Thank you for listening to the Learn, Develop, Live podcast. I hope you feel as warm, motivated, and fuzzy inside as I do. You can connect with Chris at LearnDevelopLive.com or on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
I won't say goodbye. I'll just say until we meet again.
Until next time, join the motivation.